Seattle's hip-hop scene has roots that reached all the way back to Zimbabwe. It started in 1968. Dumisani Marere came to the University of Washington as an artist in residence to share the music of the Shona people. In addition to his work at the UW, he started a community of marimba groups in Seattle, and they spawned a lot nationwide. Marere's legacy lives on in Seattle's music scene today. You can hear it this weekend at the 2015 Northwest Folklife Festival. Dumi Marere's two sons are both active in Seattle's hip-hop scene. Tendai is one half of Shabazz Palaces, and Dumi Jr. is the hip-hop artist Dre's. Well, welcome to our studios.
Thank you for having me.
Your father was a teacher here as well as a musician. So what did he teach you about music?
Everything. I mean, everything. Really, that music was a life. It's a lifestyle. It's something that flows through your blood. It's something that you live. It's not just something that you do. That there's healing in it, that there's power in it. Music is everything. It really is our life. So
before we turn on the microphones, I told you I remember seeing you perform when you were a little boy with these marimba ensembles. What's your first memory of making music?
All I really recall my childhood was these packed halls, and it's hippies. They're sweating. They're enjoying themselves. They're dancing. They're singing. And it was love. It was great. It was awesome. And my dad's just rocking out, and he sweated a lot, so I hated that part, but...
And I remember your mother saying, if you can walk, you can dance, because all those hippies learned how to do African dancing.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Seattle hip-hop artist Dumi Marere Jr., who will be performing at Folklife this weekend. The theme for the 2015 festival is Beats, Rhymes, and Rhythms, Traditional Roots of Today's Branches. You were born in the 1970s, right?
Yes.
So you really grew up as hip-hop grew up. What was it like to be here in Seattle in this northwest corner and watch hip-hop happening in other places?
It was interesting. I mean, you see it from a distance, and you kind of, it's like you fell in love with it little by little. So I had this African music thing going, but I'm from the hood. I'm from Seattle, the CD. So in the CD, I'm falling in love with hip-hop, but the two didn't marry. African music didn't marry that. And so I would be teased by some students for playing African music. And I never really merged the two, never merged hip hop with African music until I got, I think, a little more comfortable with who I am.
Well, let's play a little bit of some of your music here. What do you hear of Zimbabwe in this, and where is the hip hop, and how do they marry in this piece?
So even as the song comes in, you hear the marimbas, right? And so for the first time that I can recall, marimbas are on a track really with that harmony and that melody and that beautiful thing that you'll hear. But then all my children of the light, born in the sinning, when those drums drop, my people are warriors, all we know is to fight, pray, they see God. Shout out to Vitamin D who did the track. But when that hip hop beat and that bass drops, It's really Miriam in a couple of ways, because the beat itself is something we would play on congas or drums, but we did it with more of a drum machine. And then the sounds in there that you hear are the shakers that women have on their legs. So as the dancers would do that, really say, Vitamin, I want to take all these sounds, put them together, put them in a record, and let's create a sound that hip-hop does not have. Something fresh, new, that is authentically Zimbabwean, but then it's raw hip-hop too.
You know, Seattle has always had its own music scene here, whether it's your father and mother and the marimba movement they spawned, the sort of grunge, and I put that in quotation marks, of the early 90s, or hip-hop, which got a lot of attention when Macklemore's song Thrift Shop went big. I'm wondering how Seattle hip-hop might be different or exclusively ours, and how, as opposed to something from L.A., New York, Chicago, wherever.
Seattle, even if you listen to, when you listen to my music, which you guys just did, when you listen to Shabazz Palaces, you listen to Macklemore, what is the one kind of common thread that you don't hear anywhere else is it tends to be real music. Macklemore's music, even the messages were not something you heard traditionally in hip hop. The sound wasn't. And so go back to the culture, go back to the 70s, the 60s, whether it's Jimi Hendrix, whether it's Ray Charles, whether it's anybody, it was always, even my dad. And so the same with us. In our music, it's real marimbas, it's real horns, it's real drums. We're all going to the studio with real musicians playing real music. And I think that's what's a part of what Seattle is going to give. And then Seattle's progressive. So everyone's pushing the envelope. Shabazz pushes the envelope. Macklemore pushes the envelope. I did this song, The Hood Ain't the Same, about gentrification, which got buzz around the country. Macklemore was tweeting about it. Why? We're pushing the envelope. We're going to talk about the issues. Even if we don't, if people don't agree with us, we're artists. We're not politicians. Our role is completely different. We agitate a little bit. But at the end of the day, the message is love. And it's always speaking a perspective for someone who needs a voice.
So this weekend at Folklife, mm-hmm. the roots of Northwest hip hop are the focus program. And it strikes me that you're going back to those packed halls of hippies in a way.
Yes. You know what? And I'm excited about it. I'm so excited to be able to share what my mother and father have given me, to share what hip hop has given me, to be able to say that you got to remember, Folklife for us was always a festival that embraced us and opened its arms to us. And so I feel kin to it. I feel like this is a relationship. So I'm expecting them to treat me like family. I'm going to do the same. And we're gonna have marimbas on stage, be some singing, dancing. It's going to be amazing.
Well, Dumi Mareri Jr., thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Dumi Mareri Jr. performs at the Folklife Festival at Seattle Center this weekend. He'll be on at 4 p.m. Saturday at the Mural Amphitheater stage, part of this year's Focus on the Roots of Northwest Hip Hop.
I was born in the Central District, raised in the South End. I'm a homegrown kid, yep, 206 living. Used to play flyers up when I lived up on Union. Pushed it out to August.
And that's music by Dre's, a.k.a. Dumi Mareri Jr.